Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 287 for Monday, March 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly firmer Monday morning, following the gains seen in Chicago soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from 50 cents lower to $3 higher. The most active May contract up $2.50 at $471.80 per ton. Spillover support also came from the advances seen in European rapeseed futures overnight. Weakness in the Canadian dollar added to the firmer tone as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Steady commercial demand and a bullish technical bias also underpinned the market. However, a pickup in farmer selling following recent advances and ahead of the 2015 growing season limited the upside. The large global oilseed supply situation and generally favorable for weather for South America's soybean crop were also overhanging values. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Chicago soybean futures were mixed amid choppy activity Monday morning. Values were anywhere from 3 cents lower to 2 cents higher, May down 3 and a quarter cents at $10.28 and a half cents a bushel. Continued strong demand for U.S. soybeans worries that there will be more logistics problems in Brazil going forward, and slower than normal harvest progress in South America were supportive. On the other side, news that Brazilian police cracked down on striking truckers over the weekend weighed on values, as soybeans could start moving back to the ports anytime. The large global oilseed supply situation, as South America's soybean crop is still expected to be record large, was also bearish. Corn futures were mostly lower Monday morning. Prices were anywhere from steady to 2 cents lower, May down 1.25 cents at $3.92 a bushel. Weakness in the wheat market spilled over to weigh on corn. Further downward pressure came from a lack of fresh demand news. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. due to unfavorable weather conditions helped to limit the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were mostly lower. Values were anywhere from 3 to 7 cents softer, May down 6.5 cents at $5.06 a bushel. Profit taking on recent advances weighed on the market, as did strength in the U.S. dollar index. The large global supply situation and a continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat added to the bearish tone. However, worries about unfavorable cold weather causing winter kill damage to some U.S. winter wheat crops over the weekend helped to limit the declines. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, March 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields.